NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Tuesday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rockin' S. Emma.
Morning, dude.
What's happening?
Nothing. Just got all sorts of stuff. A lot of stories to get through. So I'm going to try to talk really fast during my sleaze. And I got some stuff for the tease as well. I woke up kind of sick, honestly.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was kind of touch and go there for a second.
Stomach?
Yeah.
Mine too.
Really?
I'm wondering if it's our lunch from yesterday.
Oh, I thought it was you're pregnant.
No.
Oh, I might be. I'm just kidding. I'm not.
I mean, it's strong possibility.
Well, I mean.
You're out of here tomcatting around.
I'm no doctor or anything, but I'm pretty sure I'm not pregnant. I just felt like crap.
I think it was our lunch. That's the first thing that popped in my head this morning when I woke up with stomach uncomfortability.
Issues, yeah. If you will. I didn't even have any. I may have had a tiny, tiny...
It's all it takes, man.
But not much, and it was earlier in the day. But I did go have dinner, so then I was thinking maybe it was that place. I've never been there, and I also have never had food poisoning, so I just thought maybe my stomach was upset. But yeah, you know that feeling when you're laying in bed and you're just kind of uncomfortable in terms of, I don't know, it was like almost in my heart and my throat, you know what I mean? Like I felt like my heart was beating extra fast. I was like, what is going on with me? And the second I got up to go to the bathroom to get some water, I was like, oh, I don't feel good. So like 4:30 it's really the cutoff. I'm like, I either need to let Rock know and I can't come in, or I need to get my crap together. So I'm here. I feel much better now that I'm here and stuff. But whew, that drive-in helps. I love that. With no top on the vehicle, feels good. I brought a blanket too because it's
man,
a little
cool. I had to have a blanket
in
that meeting yesterday.
I know you had.
Everybody's in there trying to talk smack, and it's like, look, man.
You had your.
So what? I had a little bitch in my blood yesterday. It was cold.
Well, it's cold in there, dude.
Super cold.
It's totally cold in there.
Like there should be no problem with a grown man having a shawl wrapped around his lap during a corporate meeting.
If we could establish
just
that.
Say it.
I'm serious.
Perfectly acceptable.
And normal. You just don't know because people are sitting down.
Yeah.
It's a Martha Stewart shawl and the multi-purpose shawl.
And
people
it was quite comfortable.
Know. Well, yeah. I mean, maybe they were jealous.
Could have been some kind of fleece mixture.
It seemed soft.
It was.
It looked delightful.
It was a pleasure.
I really feel like they were jealous.
A little bit. Mm. Somebody had to go to jelly school.
Yeah, a little bit on your way to jelly school.
Amen.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rock and Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
I'm Rockin' S. Emma.
You're pretty.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're swell.
Well, you know.
Telling me what I already know. I appreciate that, Jack.
That's what I'm here for. Just make sure your ego is intact.
It's got to be, right?
Right. That's keeps
I've got
me
a
happy.
Glow yep. That people need to bask in.
Yeah, and it comes right through the mic.
Bam.
Bam.
Like that.
You're welcome, guys.
Great attitude, man. Now, this might be the least romantic way to meet someone, but whatever works.
Hitchhiker. Picking them up.
No, but kind of close.
Rest stop?
A little bit closer, but okay. We ain't got time to keep guessing, Em.
No, well, we might. I'm getting closer.
There's a 51-year-old truck driver in England named Mark Ellis. That's crazy. There's also a dude that works on Collider named Mark Ellis, but he's American. He's a nerd, I guess. Just somebody I watch.
I feel like
review things for me. Mark Ellis. When you see his face, you might actually.
Yeah, I feel. And he's a baseball player here. Oh, comedian. Is that who you're talking about? Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
He's got a weird face.
He does have a very weird face, which is how when I saw the name Mark Ellis, I was like, hold on. Is that right?
Okay.
This is a definitely different Mark Ellis.
Detour.
About 10 years ago, he was on his way to a bar when he stopped to use a public bathroom. It was sometime around 2005, and it's not really clear exactly the year. But someone had written a phone number on the wall with a message that said, if you want a good shag, call Donna.
What?
And he actually tried the number.
Well, that sounds like something I want.
Right? So classy.
That's exactly
what
I want.
Need me all of that. He sent a text that said, quote, what are you up to? He didn't think anyone would actually respond. He just did it as a joke.
You up?
Someone actually texted back, though, and said, who's this? And it was really a woman named Donna. Her name is Donna Roberts, and she appears to be in her maybe 40s. Turns out an ex-boyfriend had written her number on the wall to mess with her. No way. Shocker.
It wasn't her?
No.
What? That's the best way to advertise.
I guess it backfired for the ex, though, because Mark and Donna hit it off. They started dating, fell in love, and now they've got two kids together, a 9-year-old and an 8-year-old.
Really?
This happened 10 years ago. They got right to the baby maker.
They really did. They weren't wasting time.
Not at all, Em.
Match made in the stall?
Bathroom, yeah.
Wow.
Match made in the stall. That's the name of a podcast.
That,
get on that.
That is a good one.
That right?
We should start doing another podcast.
We need some freshness.
I like it.
All right. Write that one down. A newspaper in England just did a story on him, so that's why we're just now hearing about this today. Donna says their kids are still too young for the real story on how they met.
Really?
So for now, they think Mark just texted her by mistake.
If you're going to be talking about this publicly, you might want to let your kids know, because now they're going to read it later.
Absolutely. With or without your permission.
Right?
Might as well get in on this.
It's called the internet.
Yes.
They're going to know how to use it.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yakety yak!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
All right, we're going to start here with the top 10 alternative songs. Let's see here. Number 10, actually, it switched up a lot. Beck and Wow came in at number 10 again. Young the Giant, Something to Believe In, now in the top 10 at number 9. And the
such a good record.
Yeah. It's not too bad. Lumineers, Ophelia sits at 8. Bastille, Good Grief, up to 7.
Which, by the way, Monday night, last night, right, was Monday?
Yes.
Dan from Bastille was on 2 Hours Matt Pinfield. You can catch the full episode if you missed it last night. 2HoursMattPinfield.com.
Nice. Bishop Briggs with River, I like that one, came in at number 6. Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dark Necessities, down to 5 now, out of the second spot, actually. Cage the Elephant in Trouble got bumped up to number 4. 21 Pilots and Heathens, which you just heard, came in at number 3. Blink 182, Bored to Death, came in at 2. And there they are, Kaleo, way down we go, number 1.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, saw that one coming. Oh, yeah, I have something to show you over here. Okay. It's New Release Tuesday. The only big thing is... Angry Birds, the movie. It's out on DVD. You might also want to pick up a copy of A Cinderella Story if the shoe fits.
Why would I need to pick that up when I have it being delivered same day? Thanks to Amazon. Duh.
Well, sorry about that. I just wanted to make sure it was on the way.
Up. Who does that? Like, I'm going to walk into a store as a grown-ass man and buy Cinderella, the Hope in the Glove, or whatever you just said.
Glove.
Whatever.
The hope in the glove, or if the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits.
Which is a very, very applicable to this story.
When it fits, Em.
You feel it. Now, this is a superhero battle. We've seen Ben Affleck take on the Joker, of course, Leto's Joker in Suicide Squad, but how would Will Arnett's Lego Batman fare in a fight against Jared Leto's Joker? Both actors want to see this face-off on the big screen. The concept was first broached during an interview with Fandango during San Diego Comic-Con. Much like Lego Batman himself, Arnett was overly confident in his character's skills. According to him, the mini Dark Knight would do very well in a fight against Leto's Joker because, quote, he looks a little scrawny, you know? Just kind of, you know, skinny, like a hipster, in a good way. So he looks amazing, but I'm just saying, in a fight... Yeah. During a later interview with Leto to promote Suicide Squad, Smith asked the Oscar winner to, I guess, answer the same question. And he said, Leto says, quote, anytime you want to meet the Joker in a dark alley, bring your Legos. Oh, man, I love it. Caped Crusader will have his own Joker, voiced by Zach Galifianakis, to deal with when the Lego Batman movie hits theaters. Yep, February 10th, 2017. That should be funny.
I didn't know Galifianakis was voicing Joker in that. I mean, we see a very brief glimpse of him in the trailer.
They're probably trying to keep it at bay like they did with the regular Joker.
Good.
That is so funny. Oh, update. Yesterday, I didn't get to this. The shin-kicking incident.
Oh, yeah. I saw that last night doing a show.
Yeah. You kick my shin, we kick you out of here. Thomas Gibson has been dismissed from Criminal Minds, they said in a statement. Creative details for how the character's exit will be addressed in the show will be announced at a later date.
There was a piece of audio that I grabbed that I played out last night from Shamar Moore.
Oh, I like him.
Yes, everybody does, especially the ladies.
Yeah, well,
it's like, hey, Shamar, what the hell are you doing? Baby. You got a shirt off for some reason. Take that off.
Why would you ever wear a shirt?
Duh.
Oh, my God.
But so no, beautiful. It's on TMZ if you want to pull it up real quick. It's like 50 seconds long.
No, I have something else to show
okay,
you.
Okay, he basically takes all types of shots at Thomas Gibson without mentioning his name. It's awesome. It's like a really solid 50-second round of just shots fired.
Awesome. All right. Gibson, if you don't know, has starred on Criminal Minds since the drama's September 2005 series premiere. He's the guy that looks like a Lego man himself.
He's Hotch. He's terrible.
I thought you said hot. I was like,
no,
okay,
no,
this
no,
took
not
a
that
turn?
There's anything wrong with
no,
that
I
lifestyle.
Mean, tell me more.
Not for this guy.
All right. I'm more of a Shamar guy or a girl. Anyway. Criminal Minds returns to CBS on Wednesday, September 28th, so we'll see how that goes. All right.
Probably a lot better.
Possibly.
I mean, especially if he was allegedly directing episodes, writing episodes, like
kicking shins.
Kicking shins.
He's already been suspended for, I think, another, it could have been another shin-kicking incident. I don't know if that's his move.
And apparently, again, going back to Mr. Shamar Moore, these dudes have had beef on the set of Criminal Minds for years that I never even knew about.
Apparently, this guy's got an attitude
problem.
Yes,
it sounds quite like it.
Difficult to work with.
A little bit.
Comedy Central has canceled The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore. The last episode will air this Thursday. A network exec said the show hasn't resonated with the audience. In other words, the ratings suck.
Yeah.
Larry took over for Stephen Colbert after he moved to CBS to replace David Letterman. The Colbert Report ran for 9 years. The Nightly Show only lasted a year and a half. The Colbert Report was averaging 1.7 million viewers, and Larry lost more than half of them. The Nightly Show was averaging 922,000 viewers in its first year, but in the last 6 months, it dropped to 776,000.
And it's only a matter of time before something similar happens to Trevor Noah, because those ratings are also drastically falling off.
Yeah, well, The Nightly Show, though, I did give it a shot, but I can see why it didn't last.
Well,
felt like he was trying to earn the correspondence really sucked.
Even with the Trevor Noah doing The Daily Show, I don't necessarily think Comedy Central would nix the entire Daily Show the way they're nixing this entire late night show with Larry Wilmore. But definitely, I think Trevor Noah might get replaced at some point in the future because, like,
no,
said,
I think they're just
going
to retool for the ratings.
You
they're
think?
Not, yeah, they're not going to let him go. Certainly not yet, that's for sure. All right, this is awesome, and I want you to watch it with me. I didn't want to just play the audio. Chris Pratt, John Krasinski, and Chris Evans all did the 22 push-up challenge to raise awareness for the 22 veterans who commit suicide every single day. They're all up online, but I picked Chris Evans because his dog does exactly what my dog does when I try to do exercises on the floor. It's really cute because he's trying to do the challenge, and he keeps getting interrupted by his dog, so here we go. I'm going to play this for you a little bit.
I am Chris Evans. I'm doing the 22 push-up challenge. I was challenged by John Krasinski. This is to raise awareness for veteran suicide prevention. All the men and women who have served this country and are struggling with PTSD, and specifically the 22 veterans who commit suicide a day. I didn't know this. I didn't know this was happening at that rate. And that's why these challenges are good, because it certainly raises an awareness and shines a light on issues that need to be addressed. So I'm going to bang these out real quick.
All right, here we go. Hitting the carpet, setting up the phone, watch it. And his head looks like B-Dub, kind of. I don't know what Mixie is because the tail, but look.
That's not going to work. Just wait. Stop.
Puts his face right there. It totally looks like, doesn't that look like my dog right there? It's kind of a little bit. But yeah, gets his face all up in there.
He's like, yo, I'm trying to do something, man. Yeah.
He's like, oh, man, are
Stop
you okay?
Me.
Are you okay? He's trying to, like, he's going for his hand. My dog does the same thing. He's trying really hard to get these push-ups out of the way, but he can't.
He's like well past 22 at this point.
Yeah,
he's just like, F it, I can't get it done.
He goes, is that 22? I don't know. That dog is so funny.
He said, I got to rewind this, count these out.
Okay, that's that. I'll challenge Renner and Mackie, and to all the men and women who served this country. Thank you.
There we go. It was, they're all, like I said, they're all up there, but that's the best one.
All right.
So funny.
Renner Stop. And Mackie.
Yep, they're next.
Got some videos to crank out.
Let's see here. Bachelor in Paradise and After the Paradise is on tonight. I don't know. CBS, the Zoo show, and on the NBC network, we, of course, got the Olympics. I've got your
You're watching Cinderella and the whole, the glove, and it fitting.
For the love of God, it's the shoe. It's Cinderella.
Shoe.
That should,
damn it.
That should really tip you off.
Shoe.
The hat and the glove, whatever
something
it
or
is.
Other.
Well, if I can borrow
one
your
of those
copy,
fairy things.
Then I would love to. Thank
All right.
you. All right.
You know, they say 6 a.m. is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. KNRQ.
The quest to find the next Cronut keeps chugging on. And the latest contender comes from a bagel shop in Brooklyn. They just created the Muffkle.
The what now?
The Muffkle.
The Muffkle?
Half muffin, half bagel.
Okay.
Not quite sure exactly how it works, but they kind of look like muffin-shaped bagels.
Well, that makes sense. They can just put the muffin batter in the, because you get a bagel maker. So I guess.
Why don't you just put the bagel batter in the muffin pans?
Because they want a muffin bagel.
Can't you get that by doing that?
No, I don't think it'll cook the same.
Well, how do you know that it'll cook the same the way you're trying to do it?
Because it's muffin mix. But bagel stuff, I don't know how that cooks.
I don't either.
No. But I know that muffins, you can do that and they'll still cook the same.
All right.
Yeah. So that makes sense,
okay.
I guess. Are you into it? What's happening?
I still have yet to try Cronut. I'm sure I'd be into that, I guess. I'd try it one time.
Do they have, like, different kinds? What do they have?
They do. Blueberry? They've got several flavors, Em. You got everything from mozzarella pizza with sun-dried tomato cream cheese.
What?
To fruity pebbles with funfetti cream cheese.
I thought
which
these
I believe
supposed-
is just crushed up fruity pebbles inside of the cream cheese that they whipped up.
Huh. I thought these were more muffin than they were bagel. That first one sounds...
Nah, they look more bagel than muffin for sure in these pictures that I found on Mashable.com. Looking at them here.
Yeah,
they definitely... It's so crazy because it looks like exactly how you were trying to describe the way to cook it, but it does look like they put the bagel batter in the muffin pan. Like I could be wrong, but that's how it looks in these pictures because it's got the shape of the muffin as if it was sitting in the muffin tray. You know what I mean?
Or
so that's
just making muffins and calling them bagels.
I mean, that looks very bagel-y though, doesn't it?
Yeah, but that doesn't look like a muffin.
Well, that's from a different angle.
I feel like you're stretching.
Am I stretching? Oh, them. Okay.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
feel like they're
this is a bit of a stretch for you.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay. All right. I mean, I could get into it. There's this one that I'm looking at now that's got, looks like some kind of cheese baked onto the top of it. Probably like one of those multi-cheese bagels.
Yeah, those are good.
Fire.
Mm-hmm.
But on the inside of the bagel, or what's in between the muffkle, looks like some bacon. Maybe a piece of ham in there. A couple of very fluffy scrambled eggs that look nice and neatly folded.
Hmm.
Looks delicious, this one, actually. That could be a killer breakfast sandwich. But, yeah, I'd probably get into that.
All right.
They do come in, like I said, tons of different flavors. But the shop only makes 42 of them a day. And then sells them for $3.50 a piece. And they sell out almost immediately after opening the doors every morning.
That's a good idea, actually. Make a limited amount, because then you will...
Drive up demand, get everybody talking.
That's what I'm talking about. Yep,
man,
demand.
When are we going to come up with our own concoction? You got the Cronut people making a killing, the Muffkle people out here getting it.
People are deep frying everything.
Right?
We have good ideas every day, we just forget about them. I try to write them all
down. I can't even remember any of them.
It's really hard to get them off the ground, I've found.
It is. We're just great at like throwing them out there.
Right. We just help everyone else out, apparently. They're probably making millions.
The execution on our end.
So terrible.
Terrible. Let's do sports.
Awful at this.
Yesterday, we picked up 6 more medals in Rio, including 2 silvers and 4 bronze medals. But we're still leading with 26 gold and 75 medals overall. Japan still 5th with 27 medals, 7 gold, 4 silver, 16 bronze. Russia's 4 with 36 medals, 11 gold, 12 silver, 13 bronze. GB takes the number 3 spot. Great Britain is in the mix with 41 medals, 16 gold, 17 silver, and 8 bronze. China's still at number 2, right on our heels. It's a total of 46 medals. They've got 15 gold, 14 silver, and 17 bronze. And the U.S. still in the lead. 2 of our medals were in gymnastics. Lori Hernandez took silver in the women's balance beam. And Simone Biles was hoping for gold but ended up getting a bronze yesterday. Our four medals were all in track and field. You got Clayton Murphy won the bronze in the men's 800-meter final. Sam Kendricks won bronze in the men's pole vault. Emma Coburn took bronze in the 3,000-meter steeplechase, which was a big deal because she's the first American woman to ever win a medal in it. And Allison Felix almost won gold in the women's 400-meter final, but Shawnee Miller from the Bahamas dove across the finish line to beat her. So she ended up winning with silver. There was a lot of talk and a lot of controversy, like, is that allowed underneath Olympic rule for you to just launch yourself across the finish line and dive instead of actually running across?
Right.
And they said it's cool.
Yeah. You got to just, all you got to do is cross that line first.
Man, whatever it takes to win. I like this chick's style.
Yeah. Like, just
and that's no
flies.
Knock. That's no knock on Allison Felix by any stretch of the imagination. It's just like, I got to respect the lady's ingenuity. She's like, F it.
Yeah.
This chick is on my heels. I want to win. Head first dive. Here
yep.
I come.
And she needed that, so.
Do what you got to do to get that win, man.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Allen competes today. Did you know that?
Nope.
Yeah. 4:48 local time? Or is it
you don't
Pacific
sound
time?
Sure.
I think it's, I want to say it's 4:48 local time. It is. It's 4:48 local time. His 110-meter hurdles competition. Semifinals number 2.
Done. There we go.
Devin Allen, go Ducks!
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
This is getting even crazier than it was already. First, I'll get the court stuff out of the way. TMZ has learned there's a stalemate in the legal war between Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, and it all has to do with the joint statement about what happened or didn't happen May 21st. The sticking point is that Amber wants a joint settlement or a statement, sorry, in which Johnny admits he committed domestic violence. My Amber sources say Johnny's people came back loud and clear, said he will never sign a document in which he admits to domestic violence because he never committed it. Also, Amber demanded a ton of money for their 15-month marriage. The parties have settled around $8 million, including lawyer's fees, but she wanted a lot more. Mind you, all she'd be entitled to is half the earnings that were left after taxes and living expenses, and they spent a lot of money together. It's like all they did. Amber has hired a new lawyer, Pierce O'Donnell, who recently repped Shelley Sterling in the Donald Sterling saga. And this is where it gets weird. Amber Heard might deny it so far, but somebody has been leaking stuff that shows Johnny Depp being a drunken, abusive maniac. That's for sure. First, it was the video of him throwing a drunken, I'll say it, dangerous tantrum. But this takes it to a whole nother level. All right, you guys ready for this? It's weird. TMZ posted a picture of a hand, supposedly Johnny's, with a badly cut finger. The story is he cut it on broken glass during a fight with Amber last year in Australia while he was filming the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie. Then he took that finger, dipped it in a jar of blue paint, and wrote Easy Amber and starring Billy Bob on a mirror in a mixture of paint and blood.
Creepy.
It's not how you leave notes at all.
Doing it wrong, Mr. Depp.
No wonder he and Tim Burton are so tight.
Right?
Just
very gothic.
Weird. Apparently, he believed Amber obviously was cheating on him with Billy Bob Thornton while they filmed a movie together called London Fields.
Why didn't he just pull what Homeboy did from Guam or whatever the other day and just let the feds know? My girlfriend might have an explosive device on her. You may want to have a conversation with her. Just
you
saying.
You may have heard of her. That's a hint. I cannot say anymore.
Amber Heard.
And now clarity from Billy Bob. Johnny Depp could have saved the pain and the blood, I guess, because Billy Bob says they never hooked up. He says the cheating allegation is ridiculous, completely false. Billy Bob says he never even socialized with Amber off set, other than the cast dinner. Even on set, he says he didn't hang out with her. He was mostly around.
He said, look, Johnny, I don't know how to tell you this, but your girl's kind of a loser. I can't be associated with her. I'm Billy Bob Thornton.
I was at the cool table, and she just didn't fit. I didn't talk to her.
Didn't work.
Sorry, dude.
Don't know how to put it any other way.
Your girl's not that great. He adds he didn't even have a friendship with the actress, and she's a terrible friend. It was all.
I honestly don't even know how she made it onto the set of my film.
It was all professional. What is she even doing here?
Why?
It was all professional, he said, on the set, and that was it. So that's where I'm leaving that. Oh, my God. It's on between Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. Do you remember when that whole Taylor Swift thing was going on with the tweets and the battles, and then Selena spoke up and she was like, don't say anything except positive stuff online. People shouldn't do this, blah, blah, blah.
I want to say yes, but at the same time, any general time Taylor Swift is in the news, it's in one ear, out the other.
Yeah, but this was, you know, the whole fight with all these other people, and there were a bunch of celebrities involved, and it was all about bashing and not bashing and being positive and the Kanye thing. And anyway.
I desperately want to say yes, I recall this.
You could just do that.
Man, remember I got a memory like a steel trap. Of course I remember.
So going back to that, she did say that, but she did quite the opposite with Jay Biebs. It all started Sunday when Justin got angry with his followers for reacting negatively to pictures he was posting of his alleged girlfriend, Sophia Richie. That is not the for every single time he posts a picture with a girl in it, there's not a good reaction from his fans.
Dude.
Not at all, but...
because for some reason, every chick that is following him on any social network thinks they have a legitimate shot to be with him.
They get very jealous. So I can't imagine that. Anyway, but he posted that he was thinking about taking his Instagram private. Jealousy took over, and Selena decided to get involved, saying that if he didn't like the comments, he should stop posting pictures of himself and his girlfriend. Justin tried to take it up a notch by saying, it's funny to see people that used me for attention and still try to point the finger this way. Then he says, sad, period. All love, period. Is that sorry, not sorry? Is that what that is?
That's kind of like hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Okay, but instead of backing down, Selena snapped. She said, funny how the ones that cheated multiple times are pointing the finger at the ones that were forgiving and supportive. No wonder fans are mad.
Funny how y'all are acting like y'all are still together, even though y'all haven't been together forever.
Then she adds, sad, period. All love, period.
Shots fired.
That sent him off the rails. So he said, I cheated. Oh, I forgot about you and Zayn. He's talking about Zayn from One Direction, if you don't know.
1D!
And just last month, she had told InStyle UK that she would date him. Well, after making good on his threat to go private, Justin took it a step further and deleted his account. And if you're real quiet, you can hear over 77 million 12-year-olds crying. But he's still on Twitter.
Got you.
And they don't only scare us. Kendall Jenner had a big scare Sunday night. See what I did there?
I did.
She got scared. When she was greeted as she returned to her new Hollywood Hills home by an alleged stalker. Turns out it was her mom.
Is that right?
No.
Damn it. Kendall, I saw the headline, but I did not read all the story.
Kendall drove up to the house and saw a guy in her driveway by the gate. As she drove through, the guy followed her, so she freaked out, called 911, stayed in her car until the cops came up the hill. The man was arrested for stalking. Also, there was a warrant out for his arrest, so I can see how that would be scary. However, she's also scared of pancakes. Not kidding. For real, Kendall Jenner is afraid of pancakes, and not just because of what they can do to her figure and career, air quotes. She has a bad case of trypophobia. It's not specifically a fear of pancakes, but they can trigger it.
Wow.
There's triggers. She says trypophobics are afraid of tiny little holes that are in weird patterns. Things that could set me off are pancakes, honeycomb, or lotus heads.
Wow.
That's what I said. It sounds ridiculous.
Wow.
She goes, but so many people actually have it. I can't even look at little holes. It gives me the worst anxiety. Who knows what's... She goes, who knows what's in there?
You can see through it, you dumb broad. It's a hole.
Who knows what's in there?
I do.
It's the rest of
anybody with eyes.
It's the rest of the pancake, I think. What are you putting in your pancakes?
Oh, my God. The words that fell out of her face. She needs to pick them up immediately and shove them back in there.
She can't. She can't unsay that. Yeah, so a lot scares her. The next... Oh, wait. By the way, did you hear that Kendall was dating one of your ASAP... I think it's ASAP Rocky.
I would not be surprised if it was ASAP Rocky. She looked more like an ASAP Ferg type.
Oh, okay, maybe. All I know is his mom stepped forward and said that she doesn't want them dating because she doesn't
He's not famous enough?
No, she doesn't want him hanging out with the wrong crowd.
Right.
That is hilarious.
I typed in Kendall Jenner and ASAP Rocky is the first thing that came up. Kendall Jenner, ASAP Rocky. Yep.
Yeah, ASAP Rocky's mom.
ASAP Rocky's stepmom.
Stepmom.
Yes.
Does not like this.
No.
So funny.
No, ASAP Rocky, great guy.
And I think I got to end there because I'm out of time. But there's a next bill for Tyga. Apparently, Tyga was asking Lindsay Lohan for financial advice in that he's not paying for things. Mm. So now he owes some more people. Next step up, he just paid off his old landlord because he never paid him any money. It was like $400,000. And now this man claims he got screwed out of some serious cash when Tyga stiffed him in a 2013 jewelry deal for a sick watch and chain. Jason went to court and got a $200,000 judgment against Tyga, but he hasn't seen a single cent and was getting sick and tired of chasing his cash. And now that Tyga just paid, he coughed up that huge settlement. This guy's like, all right, I'm ready. Next in line. So good luck with that, Tyga. And expect to call Kris Jenner because he needs a loan. That is your celebrity sleeps on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
People only want to talk about Pokemon Go these days, but Angry Birds needs moments like this to get back into conversation. Lord knows their movie didn't get them there.
Well, that's not so true. A lot of people like that movie. He's doing pretty well.
An 18-year-old guy named Luis Montanez. Luis.
Okay.
And a 20-year-old named Devin Rivera went into a convenience store in Florida last Tuesday and pulled guns on a clerk. They told him they wanted money, cigarettes, and cigars.
Money, cigarettes, and cigars. Because if you give us money, we can't possibly buy cigarettes and cigars.
Luis was wearing an Angry Birds backpack that was shaped like the black exploding bomb bird.
Badass.
And he gave it to the clerk to fill it up. Then they took off. When the cops got there, the clerk told him about the backpack, and the cops almost immediately spotted Luis wearing it about a half mile away. He was arrested, and they tracked him down.
No
way. A few hours later, Devin is the one that he tracked down a few hours later. He was arrested, too. Now they're both facing armed robbery charges, Em. And I'll have to tell everybody, what you in for? Man, my Angry Birds backpack got me hemmed up.
No,
nothing
they'd
says
be
thug
like,
life like that.
No, armed robbery, man. Oh, really? How'd they catch you? I don't want to talk about it.
It's a bit of a soft spice. Kind of an embarrassment.
A little embarrassing.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more. Yep, including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
What are you smiling at? Is there something funny over there?
I'm laughing at my dumbass of the day.
Oh,
It's good.
That's not fair.
You just got to wait for it, man.
Oh. All right. Number 10 on the top 10 alternative songs charts, Beck with Wow. Number 9, Young the Giant, Something to Believe In. Ophelia from the Lumineers came in at number 8. And Bastille with Good Grief came in at number 7. Bishop Briggs, River came in at number 6. And the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Dark Necessities came in at number 5. Bumped out at 2, making room for Cage the Elephant, Trouble to move up. 21 Pilots, Heathens. Love that. That's going to be number 1.
Eventually.
Yeah. Blink 182, Bored to Death came in at number 2. Kaleo will probably be hanging out here with Way Down We Go at number 1 for a while, though. They were just in town.
A little bit, man. Friday night. It was kind of a big deal.
We know how to do it.
And if you did miss Young the Giant, Young the Giant was Friday. Monday, Bastille was on 2 Hours Matt Pinfield and made it away in the top 10 on the alternative rock chart. So
nice.
Maybe you want to check that out, 2HoursMattPinfield.com. Hear the full interview with Dan from Bastille.
Cool. Prophets of Rage announced debut EP, The Party's Over. Earlier this summer, Prophets of Rage announced their formation, played their first shows, and scheduled a world tour for the late summer and early fall. Now, their rap rock supergroup has shared plans for The Party's Over, their debut EP. Out August 26th, Prophets of Rage will drop the 5-song project, which includes the previously released single Prophets of Rage, itself a reworking of the 1988 Public Enemy song of the same name. The EP also includes live versions of Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name. I love that song. And Public Enemy's Shut 'em Down. Another live cut titled No Sleep Till Cleveland. Prophets, I guess, played Beastie Boys' No Sleep Till Brooklyn at some of their concerts. And the new original, The Party's Over. Now, No Sleep Till Cleveland and The Party's Over will debut on Apple Music's Beats 1 on August 18th and 25th, respectively.
All right.
Available now. Yay. Or soon.
Not quite yet. Just a couple days away.
Well, you know. Smashing Pumpkins frontman Billy Corgan, or William, has been dubbed the new president of Impact Ventures, which is the parent company of TNA Wrestling.
So terrible.
Wrestling. Corgan first began working with the company as the senior producer, creative and talent development for TNA Wrestling back in April 2015. And I thought that was weird enough, but now I guess he's moving on up.
Is he?
I don't know. Is he?
No.
That was my question for you, I think.
No.
As president of the company, Corgan will be responsible for day-to-day operations. What's that like?
TNA is a terrible product when you compare it to WWE to begin with. It's just so many levels down from the quality that WWE puts out. He's been with TNA now for, what, about a year, I think?
April 2015.
Yeah. So a little bit longer than a year. And the ratings haven't improved. The storylines haven't improved. The talent has definitely not improved. So let's go ahead and promote William Corgan, who decided to be the head writer.
Mr. President. TNA. There you go.
Yeah, man. I don't get that at all.
I wonder what his 9-to-5 is like. He's curious.
It spends a lot of time making sure his head's bald.
Mm. Makes sense.
You gotta keep that shine in.
Rob Zombie would like to scare the crap out of you again. Rob Zombie's latest horror film, 31, is coming to theaters for a special event next month. Zombie has partnered with Fathom Events to bring the film to 400 screens nationwide on September 4th. In addition to the movie, the screenings also include the premiere of a pair of zombie music videos. They're called The Hideous Exhibitions of a Dedicated Gore Horror and Get Your Boots On, That's the End of Rock and Roll.
Nice.
The zombie crowdfunded his latest horror flick, which centers around five carnival workers who are forced to play a deranged game called 31 on Halloween by a group of maniacs.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, you better make it on Halloween if you're going to call the movie 31.
His brain freaks me out all around, that's for sure.
House of a Thousand Corpses, super crazy. What was The Devil's Rejects? Which one was the first one?
I don't know.
It was the first one I dug. The sequel was way too creepy for me. I want to say House of a Thousand Corpses was the first one, but it could have been The Devil's Rejects. I thought The Devil's Rejects is the sequel,
though. With all this time speculating, you could have looked it
Googled
up.
I could have, but you're such a pro at the Google.
Okay, shut your face.
I'm just saying, when it comes time to Google, there's only one person to go to.
Now you're just being hilarious.
Am I?
Let's see. Yeah, aren't you? let's see here.
It's got to be House of a Thousand Corpses is the first one, I think. Because I was working at Blockbuster at the time.
Devil's Rejects, House of a Thousand Corpses. I don't think these are in order. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to do
it. If it is, then
you're the Google queen, but...
The Devil's Rejects is the
what
first
came
one.
First? Devil's Rejects. And if you know out there, you can save us the Google search. 684-0979. What came first, Devil's Rejects or House of a Thousand Corpses? Let's see what the Google says.
I think it's the House of a Thousand Corpses.
That's what I'm thinking.
Seems like that's the one that comes up first.
See? 2003... House of a Thousand Corpses. Oh, tree.
Oh, who's so bad at Googling now?
Whoa, hey.
What? I'm sorry. I nailed it.
You fired a shot, did you?
No, I got it first.
Okay.
And you're like, nope, is that right? You suck at Googling.
I didn't say anything like that.
You're pretty inept at everything.
I did not say.
You have zero skills.
May have insinuated.
Your brain is dead. Everyone knows it.
Look, somebody's calling to tell us how stupid we are that it took this long.
Damn it, we should have gone out.
We should have. NRQ, who's this?
Yeah, I was calling just to let them know Corpse is the first one.
Cool.
Devil's Rejects, the second one.
All right.
Awesome. Do you like Rob Zombie movies?
Of course I do. They're awesome.
Of course. Well, then look forward to 31. It's coming.
Yeah, man.
That's right. Just have a great day.
You too, man. Thanks for the call. I'm over here trying to wrap things up, and you're like, so, tell me more. Do you like this movie?
Yeah.
I feel kind of like a tool. I'm like, thanks. And you're ready for the follow-up question. Like, all right, cool story, bro. Appreciate the call.
Like, when are you hanging up?
What's happening?
Well,
here?
I was going to ask him a question.
I got bears to make and heaters to get up in me.
Let's do this.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk, wore an incriminating T-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
Oh, man, I love me a good dumbass of the day, and this one's pretty good because I'm not sure what this guy thought was going to happen, but an employee at a Shell station in Jacksonville, Florida, caught a woman shoplifting about $11 worth of candy.
Get her!
This happened back in March, Em.
What are we thinking? Like some candy bars? Let's see, $11.
It looks like candy bars, not bags of candy. It's a gas station, so I don't know what type of candy they stock. But
Kit Kats.
His plan was to keep her locked in the store until the cops showed up. So while she's locked in the store, which you'll be able to see on the very silent YouTube security footage, this chick decides to start ransacking the place. Literally just walking through the aisles, just tossing candy, potato chips, dip, salsa, and just everywhere. It's the funniest video. You literally just see one by one, just starts throwing it all throughout the store. This happens for like 10 minutes.
You leave me no choice. Pushes down a display.
That's when, after the 10 minutes of ransacking, the guy realized, you know, it probably wasn't worth it to just keep you locked in here. So I'm going to go ahead and let you out.
Grabs a gallon of milk, pours it out for her homies. But it takes a while.
That's the greatest visual ever. Too bad that did not really happen. That'd be awesome. So, after he lets her out, I don't know if he anticipated that she would just stand by his side and wait patiently until authorities arrived.
And he didn't know what was going on in the store,
did
he?
No, he knew. Oh, okay. He was watching it go down. That's why he was like, you know what? I've seen this happen for about 10 minutes now. I think it's time to let you out.
I'd leave the door locked.
Not this guy. Let her continue to do what he wanted to do, or what she wanted to do, and then lets her out.
You seem bat crap crazy. I'm going to go ahead and let you out now.
Yeah. As soon as he did, she decided to take off. Like she was going to wait for the cops to get there.
Right? What is he doing?
This guy, man. Hashtag GBH. God bless him.
She got away with her candy, did she?
So if you're curious as to why we're just now finding out about this, because apparently this woman is a master criminal who the cops still have not identified, even though there is very, very clear surveillance footage of her.
The candy bar bandit.
Head to toe. You can see who this chick is. So the reason we're finding out about it is because the police are now turning to the public. They've released the video to the smoking gun. Generally, the smoking gun has to go track these sort of things down, but no, the cops gave them the video in hopes that this will help identify her and finally bring this candy bar criminal to justice.
She's just an annoyance at this point, I guess.
All this for $11 worth of effing candy bars.
I wonder how much the vandalism cost.
Well, there's a $3,000 reward, so I'm not sure how much the actual vandalism costs, but wow,
they really want to get her.
They do. If you'd like to see the almost 10.5-minute video from several different angles of this woman trashing this gas station, go to YouTube, search for Woman Trashed Store Jacksonville, and you will find it. It is worth the watch. Again, no audio, but it's just super humorous as you watch this chick moseying about the store, like, even looking at the camera a couple times, like, oh, you want me to throw this? Cool.
Doesn't even need audio at some point.
No, man. It's awesome. Definite dumbass of the day material coming up. We got your final check on news and sports.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Don't worry. The name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up. You're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
People impersonating Bring Recycling employees are putting CV Loop Road residents on edge. Bring says the impersonators were asking residents for material donations. The executive director of the nonprofit recycling company says employees never go door-to-door looking for materials.
Scammers.
At least two men are out and about impersonating the employees. Bring executive director Carolyn Stein said that it seems unlikely it would be anybody that ever worked for Bring.
Did they get their shirts at Value Village?
I was going to ask you that. Damn it!
Well,
I know, but I had it written out. It's just like two paragraphs away. Well, maybe two sentences. Well, paragraphs seemed extreme.
It was my callback, you know.
You know.
Yesterday.
They followed your advice, Em. Yeah. Even though this happened a clear day before you said it.
Yesterday, I told Rock that I've seen a lot of different work shirts or uniforms at Value Village, and I suggested that maybe the person in that story got them there.
The dude delivering beer incorrectly.
And then you're like, way to give them ideas.
Super, super tips.
And you bring this up. What am I supposed to think?
I mean, this is all you.
I'm
placing the blame squarely on your shoulders.
Okay.
A staff member at Bring received a call reporting the incident Sunday. The caller said the men were looking into neighbors' yards. A resident in the CV Loop area reported the incident, says that she spoke with the two men who claimed that they were Bring employees. And Bring does haul large material donations from homes, but only after a consultation. The caller reported the two men appeared to be wearing shirts with the Bring logo on them.
Aha.
They would have probably got those at Value Village.
Maybe. We don't know. Cannot be confirmed nor denied.
She said it could be a good reason to start a neighborhood watch group and asks if anyone sees anything suspicious to report it to authorities. The caller told Bring the two men were seen driving an older pickup truck. Bring asked the caller to report the incident to the Lane County Sheriff's Office.
Well, that seems suspicious enough.
Mm-hmm. It's okay when you reach the point where you're sleeping in an extra half hour is more appealing than waking up for morning sex. No judgments from us.
What?
But this woman will judge you very heavily. 34-year-old woman named Jennifer Ferguson from Port St. Lucie, Florida. She's been with her boyfriend for 2 years. And she tried to wake him up at 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
On Wednesday to get it on.
Let's do that. All right.
He said no.
What?
She got mad, started to kick him in the face, mule kicking him, just over and over, stomping him out.
What? Well, that's not going to go well at all.
Nah, it didn't go well because he called the cops and she got arrested for misdemeanor battery.
You'd think she'd ask a few more times or like try a different approach, if you know what I mean?
Little striptease, little lab dance, little massages.
Some sort of hand work.
Not
handy
kicking
work
to the face.
Yeah, that's not. I don't think that'll get you laid.
Mm-mm. No. That's doing it wrong, Em. Clearly, he's not ready to forgive her yet since it's almost a full week later and she is still locked up on a $5,000 bond.
Doesn't seem worried about it.
Not at all. Mm. He's like, you go ahead and you sit. You got a lesson to learn, I believe. You call me when your legs are broken or you learn not to kick me like you're Thomas Gibson.
Or you can sign these papers.
Yeah, we're talking papers. Call it a day. Let's do sports. This is not an episode of Criminal Minds. Not the writer. Stop kicking me.
Stop kicking me in the shin.
The man who invaded the WWE ring last night during a episode of Monday Night Raw pulled a Mike Tyson, allegedly biting one of the security guards who took him down.
What?
The fan is 23-year-old Edward Ferrero, and he stormed the ring while Seth Rollins was inside addressing the crowd, you know, doing his whole smack talk thing.
Yep, yep.
Security told the Corpus Christi police the fan jumped a gated area, and when he made contact with security, he bit one of the guards on the forearm.
That's weird and gross.
And a little bit, man. Thankfully, cops say the security guard did not require medical attention. He said, this guy bites like a bitch! Got dentures in there, bruh? You gumming me?
Learn how to bite, loser.
Ferrero was eventually arrested for assault and criminal trespass. As for Rollins, he was not touched thanks to the badass security guards. Plus, even if somebody tried to mess with Seth Rollins, I'm sure he could handle himself.
Pretty sure.
I would hope.
Especially if Jon Stewart's got his back.
Right?
That whole...
Jay Stu loves
so
him
funny.
Some Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
It was a overall interesting episode of Raw, but I gotta say, seeing the fan storm the ring, because it doesn't happen that often, and generally, when a fan, air quotes, storms the ring,
yeah,
it's a complete and utter work that everybody's been in on from jump.
But this guy just got all willy-nilly.
Yes, legit rushed the stage almost.
All right, wow.
It was
that's stupid.
It was fun to watch, man.
That's
you
real
check
dumb.
Out the, yeah, you can check out the video on YouTube if you want, or on TMZ Sports.
You're listening to Rock and Emma. And we'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rock and Emma in the morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
KNRQ.
What's going on there, Al Scott?
You look awfully sporty today there, hotshot.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
He does. It's his shoes are matching his hat. You know, he's got the O hat on.
Isn't that what I do daily?
It's kind of weird, actually. Yeah.
he always notices that.
I don't understand the fashion, but hey, you know, I'm no fashion plate myself. So
I believe that. Thank you for clarifying.
He's got way more shoes than I do.
Right?
I am just like, I don't care about the middle of me. I just want the hat and the shoes to match. Like the rest is just a cluster F. Colors don't coordinate whatsoever, but the hat and the shoes, they got to go together.
But you must care about the middle of you because that's where all the tattoos are.
Well, yeah, but the clothes don't really accentuate that.
Well, let's be honest, you're kind of obsessed with the middle area. This
a little bit, right?
I can't even take a picture
look,
of you.
Man.
Right?
Man,
look
at
right
your
here,
fluffy.
Yeah.
Right? Look, man.
Yep, every time.
I got that Gucci man beer gut. it's like I don't even drink. It's terrible.
So you put your... matching hat and shoes on, so people just
throw them
don't,
off,
even,
they don't
look.
Even look at the mirror.
I see.
They're just like, yo, the hat and the shoe combo.
Now we got to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
it's like distraction.
Yeah.
Right.
Mental warfare at its finest.
Well, there you go, Doug Henning.
He's dead.
He actually got that joke.
Yeah, I did. No. I hate you so much sometimes.
I know. Hey, listen. It was great to see you guys on Friday night at the Kaleo show.
We didn't get that impression from you.
Well, look, we can talk about that later. I'm just saying it was great having you guys out there.
We should talk about it right now. It's really funny.
Oh, you want to talk about it right now?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it right now.
Okay. Here's why I was a little upset.
Mm-hmm.
All right. First of all, You know, we had a great time. We had the winners and stuff like that. So it was a great night for us. We had Evan Shanahan, one of our big-time winners, who's all over our prize closet like a rash.
Yep.
He was there, and I got to hang out with him, and he starts buying me shots.
Uh-oh.
Like, about I don't know, halfway through the show.
Uh-oh.
So I had to put a stop to that.
Okay. After how many?
One, actually. So I said, yeah, I'll let you buy me a drink. That'd be very nice. Thank you very much. So, you know, he wants to do shots. So he bought me one, so I bought him one. So we had actually had two.
Well, that's
but
nice.
I let him buy me a shot. So that was great having him there. And also, Isaac Gales, another one of our prize closet whores.
Yeah.
Showed up, and he brought his kid to his first show.
Yeah.
Super awesome. Which was awesome, right? Mm-hmm. So it was really great. It was a perfect night for it. They just started their sunsets deal out in the parking lot.
Which, very cool setup, by the
very
way.
Very cool
I
setup.
I loved to watch it. I showed up at the venue at like 7.
Yeah.
Completely forgetting that, holy hell, their sunset starts today.
The Hi-Fi Music Hall has got that sunset thing going on now. They're going to do it for another 5 weeks out there. And, I mean, they put misters out there, so it's not, you know, super hot.
And
you know, it's nice and cozy.
It was
cozy.
Like the sprinkler back in the day.
Yeah, nice and cozy. It's great. So they got that going on there in the parking lot in front of the Hi-Fi for 5 more weeks. But so then I'm waiting in line because I hadn't got in yet. And I try not to pull the, hey, you know, I'm Al Scott, let me in through
don't
the secret
know
door
who I am.
Type of thing. So I wait in line like the rest of everybody else to get my tickets into the show, right? Mm-hmm. So Rock is in the smoking area. And he's in there. Seriously, you were in there for like a half hour smoking.
I wasn't smoking the entire time, but I was in the area.
You were in there for a half hour. You were having a butt. And as soon as I see him, and I'm in line, I go, you need to come around here so I can get you in as my plus one. And Rock says, oh, all right. And takes off. And I thought, well, he's just going to come around here. No, he leaves the building and goes and gets a coffee.
I specifically told you, all right, I'll be right there. I'm going to go grab a coffee real quick.
Never heard that.
If you didn't hear that, I can't help it. It's awfully loud. And then we were even standing in line.
But,
you were like, where'd you go? And I tried to tell you. And you were like, what'd you say? So that's clear because you got the sunsets going on. You can't hear anything.
But you heard me, and I needed you in line with me so I could wait in line and get you in as my plus one. But so Rock wasn't there when I get up to the table.
Right.
I was gone maybe 90 seconds.
I don't know where my... Dude, it was
no,
5 minutes.
It was maybe 90 seconds.
No.
We could go back and check the tape.
So I get up there and Rock's not there. And I go, well, I gotta wait for my plus one to get here. So hey, so I had to wait for Rock and go get back in line again.
Oh, man. I did not know about that part.
Yeah.
No, don't try
so
to
that's
put...
Why I was, that's why I was a little upset.
Don't try to put that on me.
It wasn't... Okay, yeah, I'm the one that stood in line twice, but it's not my fault. I get you. No, I hear you.
Oh, my God.
No, I hear you. Definitely, dude. It's all me. I'm sorry.
No. You're trying to put it all on me, but that's not the only reason why you were mad.
So I was supposed to get out of line and wait for you to go get a coffee.
No, you weren't
the first
in
time.
Line.
I was in line, right?
When
I was in line talking to you.
No, you were standing on the rail. There wasn't even a line established. There was nobody there.
So anyway, I had to wait in line twice, but we finally got in. And then Emma, you know, she's in here writing down names for the winners and stuff like that.
Yep.
And she gets a winner's name wrong, and so I had to stop.
Well, it was both of us
all
this
right.
time.
Well, either way, the name on the list is wrong, so this guy's trying to get in, and he's calling me, hey, my name is not on the list. And I go, crap. So it turns out you misspelled the name, like, not even misspelled, just put a different name.
No, we misheard it.
I know.
This is funny, though, because his name is Juan. But if you say...
And you wrote down Swan.
Yes. So listen. Swan is
again,
your name?
Again, let me just stop
what
this conversation
is
now.
Your
again,
name?
My fault. Sorry.
the S leading
fault,
into
sorry.
Juan. And we're,
my fault.
Okay.
Sorry.
Play the audio, because it's not your fault. It's definitely not your fault. It's not our fault either.
My fault.
NRQ, who's this?
Juan.
Sean?
Juan.
Did you say swan? Like the graceful bird?
Yeah, like the graceful bird.
I like
awesome,
it.
Man. That's
okay.
Awesome, man.
No, all right, Swan. I heard that. I heard what he said. But then, you know, what we're supposed to do when we get off the phone is make sure we...
And that's the name he told us.
Okay, we did the same conversation.
My fault.
Nobody said it's your fault.
It's not your fault at all.
You are such a dick sometimes,
I had to get out of there, go back, and go to the front desk, and then at the thing there, can this guy get in? I go, yeah, he needs to get in.
That's why I was glad Rock was in here at that time, because when we got off the air, I was like, now are you
anyway,
serious?
It all worked out good. The show was great. Kaleo was amazing. They now have the number one record in the country.
Yep.
Big deal.
Way to go, Kaleo.
And prophetic Al Scott.
Yeah, called that one. Yep, I did.
Heard that for like the good first 30 minutes while we were out there. It was like, man, you've got an apt ear for the next big thing.
Sometimes I'm wrong, but I mean that I'm right more than I'm wrong, so I'll just take that. Okay. I'll take that. But it's not that hard of a job, actually. Trying to figure out. If you hear something you like, chances are everyone else is going to like it.
It's probably going to be it.
Something like I got a secret, that's for sure. But then my weekend kept wrong because I got home, you know, at a great time, went to bed, got up the next day, drove to Portland for the Warped Tour, which was miserable.
Really?
That heat had to be unbearable. No covering.
No, I mean, there were misting tents there, and they had lots of tents, but you get a bunch of people packed into a plastic tent on a parking lot. It's ridiculous. They had fans going and stuff like that, but that doesn't do it. A fan is neat.
And water's like, what, $8?
No, actually, the water was, you could get free water there.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
So, I mean, you could go buy a $2 bottle of water, but they also had free watering place. They had watering stations. Nice. So if you had your own container, you could fill up your water. But it was seriously, it had to be like 111 on the blacktop there in places because it was super heated as far as the weather goes. And then you're on a blacktop with a bunch of people, the heat's just radiating up. It was like people were dropping like flies. The medical tent was just like dehydration all day.
Medical tent.
And frankly, you know, I like the Warped Tour, but there's so many bands on there I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
This lineup looked better than it has in the last few years.
It was well attended. It seemed like a lot of fun. The heat really made it miserable, though.
Yeah.
It really made it unbearable.
And then the next day you had AWOL,
next day was the other show they had just up the street there at the OMSI parking lot. Still another parking lot, only this one covered with gravel.
What?
Yeah. So it's a parking lot covered with gravel, and people were laying out their blankets. You know how nice it is to lay out a blanket at the Cuthbert Amphitheater on the grass?
Yeah.
Imagine trying to do it on a flat, gravelly parking lot.
That's
not pleasurable.
You got to bring those mats.
You would need like a mat. And they weren't allowing mats in. So
I had to leave my yoga mat in the car.
You could bring a blanket.
And, you know, everyone was there making the best of it. You know, it was a great lineup. We got to hang with the kids in AWOL Nation. It was great talking to them. And mostly they wanted to work me on a new band they got coming out because Aaron's producing a new band. He wanted to make sure that he got in front of me with this new band he's got.
Nice.
I got this because there's no way. I've met him before. We're friendly. Yeah. We're not friends.
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, like, I was his friend. You know what I mean? Like, they made sure that I got taken care of backstage and stuff like that. And it's like, well, it's nice. It's a little unusual. What the hell's going on? Is it my birthday? It's not my birthday. Wait a minute. And then finally, the second shoe dropped. It's like, oh, he's got a new band he's producing. Gotcha.
Have you heard it yet?
No, he's going to send it to me. It's a band called Iron Toms.
Cool.
And also, he's got another band coming out that is a rapper.
Really?
Yeah, and I cannot remember for the life of me. I cannot remember the name of the rapper he's producing right now.
Is it Chocolate Droppa?
Chocolate Droppa.
That's Kevin Hart's rapper.
Sickabod.
Sickabod.
Look up Sickabod.
Let's see.
And I don't play anything because he said that it's pretty hardcore.
Well, he's doing that. Did you see the thank you
Sickabod
card we got?
Sickabod Sane.
That's the dude. Yeah.
Sickabod Sane.
Okay. That's to you as well.
Let's see here. Sickabod Sane got a Facebook.
Yeah. Okay.
He's got a bio.
Yeah.
So
anyway, Sickabod is being produced by Aaron from AWOL Nation as well.
Huh.
So I get to hear about that. And I go, well, Aaron, I don't think I'll be able to play Sickabod Sane on the old NRQ. But let me at least hip the kids to it. Let me see what I can do. I'll listen to it. So it was interesting to go back there and hang out. And that was a beautiful night for a show. AWOL killed it. Because the sun went down, the temperature went down, and then like the lights came on all around the city, and that new bridge they have there lit up, and it's got the like that lighting that we have over here on the Delta Footbridge, China, only in a much larger scale.
Yeah.
So it looked really beautiful, and we get to stand right on the side of the stage, watch the show.
That sounds awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
Apparently, he's been with Aaron since June 2015. It looks like.
Yeah. Yep. So they've been working hard on a new record and stuff like that. So
Sickabod Sane.
Yep. So I got that. I got an earful of that. And it was actually and met the Congos. They were really cool.
Oh, cool.
And Kaleo was there. Strombellas were there.
How are the Strombellas live?
Robert DeLong was there. He said to tell you guys hi.
Are you sure?
RDL.
He had his face painted.
Nice.
It was so crazy because they had that face painting girl there again who was painting everybody's face.
Okay.
So she must travel with him. Remember that chick that painted everybody's face?
Yeah, she had like the blue and orange stripes on her.
Yeah, I thought she was just, I thought the hi-fi accidentally let her in.
That's got to be a thing that Robert has go with him or something. Okay. So it was a great show, and then I just went back to my hotel room Sunday night and just collapsed.
Nice.
I wanted to go to the food cart so bad, but I just couldn't even. I was tired.
Yeah, you must have been beat.
Just beat up.
How were the Strumbellas live? Keep it on.
Yeah.
All right. That's good to know.
It was really hot, though. And I don't know. I mean,
that probably takes a toll on their performance.
The crowd,
I think,
too. The crowd wasn't that. I mean, the crowd didn't get really feisty until the temperature went down.
So the next big show, though, on our schedule is what? Got to be Deftones and Yellow Wolf.
Deftones, Yellow Wolf on the 27th. Saturday show at the Cuthbert, right?
Yeah, man.
I cannot wait for Yellow Wolf to be there.
I want to see that.
It's too bad you guys don't have tickets. I'm sorry.
You know what? I'll find a way.
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Rock won't go anyway, but I mean.
Well, he might, but you'll have to go back in line and wait for him.
Yeah, I don't feel like waiting in line twice to get into Yellow Wolf.
Man, look, y'all do what y'all do. I'm going to holler at Swan, and me and Swan.
Yeah.
We'll go see Yellow Wolf.
Right. Look, when you say it's Swan, it's Swan.
I hear you. I
look, man.
It's funny.
Gotcha.
It's funny.
What do you have coming up on the show today, Al Scott?
Dude, look, man, it should be an amazing show today. It's nothing but Pat Boone covers.
Oh, wow.
It's Pat Boone cover day.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Didn't know that Boone Day was coming up.
Yeah. Well, it's on the calendar. Mm. I mean, look at it once in a while.
Oh, there it is.
Boone Day.
Calendar. I forgot to check.
Look at the wrong
That's
one.
That's what's coming up on the show today.
We can't get ready to roll in here, followed by Al Scott. I'll get you ready for 2 hours with Matt Pinfield.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why is you happy, mother...
Morning. On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
KNRQ.